Good morning. It's Thursday, March 14th. I'm Yasmin Khan, in for Shamita Basu. This is Apple News Today. Coming up, how Big Pharma is trying to block a plan that lowers drug costs for seniors, what it means to fast for Ramadan as Gaza goes hungry, and how Saturn became a muse for musicians. But first, a quick look at a few stories in the news, starting in Missouri, where there have been new developments in the mass shooting that happened right after the Super Bowl parade last month, which drew around 1 million people into downtown Kansas City. One person was killed and roughly two dozen others injured. And court documents unsealed yesterday give us a picture about the weapons at this event. The documents show at least 12 people carried firearms in the crowd, and at least six people opened fire. The guns found at the scene included two AR-15-style rifles, and at least two of the guns were purchased illegally, according to a U.S. attorney. Three men from Missouri have been charged with federal counts for those purchases, and they come just a few weeks after state authorities charged two other men with second-degree murder. Police say the shooting was the result of a personal dispute. In Oklahoma, a partial autopsy report for teenager Nex Benedict has been released. Nex, who identified as trans and non-binary, died one day after being injured in a fight at school, where their family says they were attacked for their gender identity and had been bullied for months. The state medical examiner found a lethal combination of two drugs, a medication used to treat depression and mood disorders, and an antihistamine commonly used to treat allergies. The examiner has ruled Nex's death a suicide. Local police are still investigating what led to the fight and the allegations that Nex was targeted for their gender. The U.S. Department of Education is opening an investigation into the school district and how it responded to allegations of harassment. And the Oklahoma State Medical Examiner will release a full toxicology report at the end of March. And in Detroit, jury deliberations are underway in the trial of James Crumbley. His teenage son was convicted of killing four students in a mass shooting at Oxford High School in 2021. Crumbley faces involuntary manslaughter charges for failing to secure a gun at home and for ignoring troubling signs of his son's mental state. He has pleaded not guilty. His wife, Jennifer, who was tried separately, was convicted by a jury on the same charges last month, making her the first parent in U.S. history to be convicted of manslaughter for a mass shooting carried out by their child. Americans spend a lot of money on prescription drugs. According to data collected by the Commonwealth Fund, we pay anywhere from 3 to 8 times more than people in Canada, Japan, and other industrialized countries, which is why President Biden is attempting to address the cost of medications for seniors in the Inflation Reduction Act.
And included in that law was a program that allowed Medicare for the first time to try to negotiate prescription drug prices on behalf of seniors.
That is Tony Rahm, economic policy and accountability reporter at The Washington Post.
And so the law set in place this very long and complicated process by which the government would go about in beginning those negotiations and hopefully trying to see lower prices put into place by 2026.
The first 10 medications up for price cuts treat a range of issues like cancer, heart disease, diabetes. But Big Pharma is fighting back. Some of the largest pharmaceutical companies are lobbying hard on Capitol Hill to weaken or defeat the drug pricing negotiation process, and some are even suing in court. In a flurry of lawsuits, drug makers argue this Medicare price negotiation program is unconstitutional. They've defended their pricing practices and say tighter regulation could negatively impact the work to develop future treatments.
Now, the U.S. government has pushed back pretty dramatically against this, pointing out that drug companies are some of the most profitable companies in the world, that they offer very generous executive compensation packages, and at times they have pretty lucrative stock buyback programs.
Rahm says it's possible one of these legal challenges goes all the way to the Supreme Court, but drug companies have not been successful so far.
But all it takes is one circuit court or one federal appeals court to agree with the drug industry, and there could be a setback towards this plan.
In his State of the Union address, President Biden suggested that he would pursue more cuts in the future if reelected. But a Republican takeover of the White House or Congress in November could deal a blow to this program. We are in the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, when, for 30 days, many of the world's 2 billion Muslims fast from dawn to sunset as a testament to their faith. It's a celebratory time, marked with group meals, gifts, charity, and renewed spirituality. In an essay for The New Yorker, Palestinian-American writer Zaina Arafat reflects on fasting for Ramadan this year as the World Food Program warns of mass starvation in Gaza.
There's a somberness to it and a recognition of the fact that we in the diaspora have a lot of resources as well as access to things like food that people in our home countries and in Palestine in particular do not have.
Ramadan is a communal time. People gather to pray together and to break fast together every evening. And despite the war, Arafat says she hears from her own relatives in Gaza that people are doing their best to continue these traditions.
There's so much that's out of your control when you are in Gaza right now. And the very few things that you can control, like your decision to observe traditions that mean something to you, I think that for that reason, it's that much more important for people to continue maintaining these traditions and the collective spirit of Ramadan in the midst of this horror.
But Gaza is on the brink of widespread famine, with hundreds of thousands of people at risk and very little food and aid reaching the enclave. So for many, fasting is not an option. Yesterday, Israel reportedly hit one of the few remaining food distribution centers in Rafah, killing at least one UN aid worker. And many of the mosques in Gaza have been destroyed, so worshippers gather and pray in the rubble. Arafat says she wanted her essay to remind people of the joy and the beauty of what it means to be Palestinian, that Palestinians are more than what's been depicted in this war.
One thing that was so important to me in this piece, alongside the tragedy of what's happening, is capturing the beauty of what our traditions are as Palestinians and the spirit behind those traditions, the spirit of generosity, the spirit of community, the spirit of sacrifice, the spirit of appreciation. And I hope that it does something for the people of Gaza who are relentlessly misportrayed.
Popular music has a long obsession with what's happening up in the sky, from Fly Me to the Moon to Walking on the Sun and Across the Universe. Various parts of our solar system have gotten the spotlight in music over the years. And lately, Planet Number 6 has received a lot of attention.
Saturn comes along and hits you over the head, hits you over the head, hits you over the head and says, wake up!
That's from Ariana Grande's new album on a track titled Saturn Returns Interlude. Country music star Kacey Musgraves has a new single with lyrics about Saturn. And SZA recently put out a song also named after the planet. So why all the focus on Saturn? As Vox explains, it has to do with a concept from astrology called Saturn return. Basically, Saturn is in a certain place in the solar system on the day you're born, and it takes about 30 years for the planet to return to the same spot. Now, if you buy into astrology, here's what's important. When Saturn makes this solar revolution, it represents the cycle of major change in a person's life. Like in your early 30s, when you have to take on big responsibilities and step fully into your adult self. All of the artists we mentioned are around that age and going through their very first Saturn return of adulthood. So they're processing that moment in their music. And even if you don't buy into astrology, you can take heart in knowing that a very cool planet inspired some pretty catchy lyrics. You can find all these stories and more in the Apple News app. And if you're already listening in the News app right now, we've got a narrated article coming up next. The New Yorker looks at how the U.S. education system got so political and why some Republican politicians are getting behind classical education, a system that prioritizes teaching methods that have been around for thousands of years. If you're listening in the podcasts app, follow Apple News Plus Narrated to find that story. And I'll be back with the news tomorrow.